welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And how deeply, profoundly grateful am I that you have chosen to be with us on this beautiful eighth day of April 2018. It is a beautiful spring. We had some lovely, lovely rain. And everything is blooming, including my my allergies. So forgive me if I sound a little strange. Today, we're going to look at my negativity, according to some of the listeners that enjoy the radio program here. And I hope you're one. And I'll explain what all this means in a moment. I want to remind you that these radio programs are supported solely and entirely, as you know, upon your tax-deductible gifts. It is only through your contributions, your tax-deductible gifts, that I am able to continue Aspire and make it viable and possible for you, along with the TV programs. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see all sorts of TV programs that I've done over the years, and there's more coming. I have been a very busy boy in my day, and I'm going to share with you everything I can to help you understand that there is an alternative to the conventional way of living, and there's tons of radio programs. And right now, we're kind of rebuilding our website to accommodate all this for you. And it is only through your gifts that all of this is made possible. So if you are enjoying Aspire and you're finding it helpful, I hope you will go to the website again at aspire.org. Go to the main page there. You will see support. If you click on it, a drop-down menu will come down. I guarantee it. And it says, why support Aspire? And it will tell you everything you need to know about Aspire and where your donations go. And you can even sign up from there. And you have loads of beautiful things that are given to you each and every month. The message of the month is one of them, podcasts, video casts, and commentaries twice a month, which has been the subject of yesterday's program and kind of is today. And I think you'll find it more than worthwhile. Negative, on the dark, bad side, according to the dictionary. Am I a negative teacher? Questions arise. I don't think people truly understand the world they live in. I really don't. Took me a while to get it, too, when I was younger. But, boy, you know, being in front of the public and talking to them, when I used to teach formally on Sunday mornings, etc., it is a trip, I want to tell you. And then when you start working with them in close proximity, it even gets trippier, and you start to realize you're in a world of madness. So the emails that I have received over the past year or so reflect some of this. So let's just get into it. First one comes from Thomas in Oregon. He just says that. You always sound so negative about this world, about life, and about people in general. What is up with you? Are you just negative, Thomas? You know, Thomas, I am not responsible for your ears and how you hear things. I'm not. I'm only responsible for how it comes from my my mouth and how I am saying things. And while I do believe that I can be extremely clumsy at times, I also feel like I can be very articulate about what's really going on in this world. I am not painting you a negative picture to frighten you or to urge you to change. I can't do that. That's not my gig. I'm not some preacher out there screaming and yelling for heaven on earth to save you from your sins and keep you from going to hell. That's not what it's all about for me. No, it's about other things for me. Now, the things that I am saying to you are just the facts of this society that we live in, the facts of human beings, of Sapiens themselves. You need to read the book Sapiens. It's a very important book. I highly recommend it. And then Homo Deus right after that. And if you have the guts to read the book Behave, that will help you as well. You will start to understand, and I've been talking about this for years, and you can see it on Aspire if you want, if you ever have the guts to go and watch a few of my TV programs. We live in a world where greed and anger and hatred, all based in genetics and DNA, reign supreme. Now, am I being negative by talking to you about this, about pointing this out, about what it's really all about in the form of how things happen? Well, that's up to you. But somebody's got to talk straight on this. Somebody's got to say, this is the way it is. This is what we've done with our life. This is the way, the truth, and the means of this earthly world. And it just is. Now, I always give you an out. I always give you a way out, a way to deal with it that would be loving, kind, spiritual. But most people are not interested in any of that. That doesn't make any quasi-sense to them. So they merely gloss that over with the idea of, oh, that's just Greg and what he thinks and what he believes in and all that other stuff. And he doesn't really understand the nature of what it means to live in the gravitas of love, the beauty of love. I am not being negative. I am showing you the reality and what anybody who's before you is up against with you, Thomas. They have to speak your language, and evidently there's only so much quote-unquote reality you can take. So therefore, it becomes extremely difficult probably for you to understand what I'm talking about. But less than none, and nonetheless, it is important to hear what I am saying to you. I don't mean to be negative, and I don't even think of it in terms of negativity or positivity or whatever. I don't even think in that. Here's what's going on. This is why it's going on. And here's the antidote to it. That's my method. That's my method to the general public. And I give it to them in a way which I think is quite simple. Now, if this is too hard for you, if this is too difficult, if you're thinking that everything should be about hearts and flowers and roses and everything should be easy and sweet, then you got the wrong guy here. I deal with people in the trenches. You have to understand that years ago, I was standing before a huge little congregation I had, a huge every Sunday, somewhere around 400. And I started to really realize I'm not helping these people. And everybody has to make a decision in their life as to what they're going to do with the rest of their life. I was in my mid-40s, and I was starting to realize that winning Emmys and Telly Awards and having all these people there, they were only there out of curiosity. It didn't mean anything. All those things don't mean anything if you're not helping people. So then I realized you can't help people standing before them on a Sunday morning and telling them that everything is beautiful. You can't do it. And you can't give them what they want, because what they want is poison to their own soul, their own heart. It hardens the heart. So I made a decision. Was I going to be a teacher that was going to help people, or was I going to be a minister that was going to placate people? There isn't a minister alive standing before their congregation that I know of that does not placate them. Otherwise, they won't give you the money. It's all about the money. The minister needs to eat. The church needs to be paid for. Electricity has to happen. Blah, 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 blah. So you have to say certain things to give people hope so you get the money. That's what it's all about. Nobody seems to understand this. Now, how you eke money out of people who don't want to give money, you have to say and act and live in certain ways that are, what shall we say, like them, pedestrian mentality. And you have to keep that going over and over and over again to get the money. I chose to get inside the trenches with people and find out, can you really help anyone? Can you? People are set in their own ways. They can understand philosophy, but they can't understand themselves. So I chose to give up that aspect of standing there before people and trying to schmooze them and entertain them, which it's all about entertainment now. You've got to have bands and singers, and you got to entertain them. It's got to be a three-ring circus just to get their attentions anymore. And then after that's all done, they have to get through the minister, and that better be a positive message so they leave feeling up and good and all that other crap. And all of that is to get the money. Thomas, I took the road less traveled. So I talk about things that people don't want to hear about that are the plague of this culture and society. The things that we can do to change ourselves and not be the plague of culture and society. But very few have ears to hear and eyes to see, as Jesus said. So I am very content as a teacher having a small group of people that are intent on working upon themselves. And therefore, I am very candid about what goes on and what I'm teaching. And that's the way it is for me. If that you find negative or offensive, then you need to go and listen to someone else who will give you the sing-song dance that appeals to your logic and reasoning and makes you feel good again. I'm not here to make you feel good, and I'm not here to make you feel bad. I'm here to offer you the way. And I'm going to tell you what the difficulties are and how to achieve, shall we say, a moment of real reality through love. And that's all it's about. There you are. Thank you, Thomas, for your candid question. I hope that I didn't insult you too much. But remember what Jesus said, blessed is he who is not offended in me. Forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Kay, and she is our friend. She lives in Los Angeles. You make it sound like we are doomed. There is great hope for humanity. Get with it, Greg. Kay. There is no hope for humanity, Kay. You're peddling your wares to the wrong guy. This isn't going to work on me. If you haven't noticed, everything is sliding downhill, okay? Our economy, you are taxed. You don't even see how badly you're being taxed at this point. You really don't see it. If you look at your taxes over the past 5-10 years and see what they're going to be and what they are now, and you think things are getting better, and you look at the world and see how that money is being used, I don't see how you could think things are getting better. Do you not drive? Do you not see the way people drive? How many people are driving? The numbers on the streets? You not see what's going on in schools? They're shooting each other. And years ago, we thought that the common thought was you could have movies and things like that, and it would never affect children or affect other people. Do you remember all of that? So you think we're getting better? You think this is getting better? That there is hope for humanity? Are you on medication? Just curious. You must be on some medication. I mean, even I, the doofus of all doofuses on this planet about politics, can see what's going on. And you don't get it? Yeah, you know. maybe you have a song in your head that is running through your mind. Everything is beautiful in its own way, and it is, but it's not. And what isn't beautiful in its own way is the way we are living our lives as individuals, just handing it over to people who only want to get inside our wallet. And there's so much, you know, controversy and fighting over the genders now. People, women hating men being afraid of women, just goes on and on and on. We haven't made peace with our hearts. We haven't made peace with our lives. Kay, where do you live? You live in L.A. L.A.'s fine most of the time, huh? Is that it? Sun shines, the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low. They're not real low. Don't you? That's an all quote from Neil Diamond. I Am, I Said, which is a very fine piece of work. You need to deeply look at what's going on. If the antidote for what you think is going on or what you're afraid is going on is the hope that things are getting better, they're not. Hate is strong. Hate is very important to people. It is in hate that we find the means and the way of living our life as we do in circumstances and conditions that just simply are ugly. The antidote to all of this is compassion, forgiveness, and, of course, consciousness. To develop consciousness. Now, how many people on the planet are going to do that in a world that is incarnated by many, many human beings that live in nothing but aggravation, fear, insecurity? It's not going to happen. I don't think we need hope. I think we need compassion. I don't think we need hope. I think we need forgiveness. I don't think we need hope. I think we really need meditation. And people aren't going to do that because their minds have been so allowed to run rampant over themselves and over their day and their night. We allow our emotions to just do what they want to do. We don't care about the ramifications of them. We have no gentleness, no compassion, no forgiveness, none of that. Those are things that just don't matter to the average person. And because we live in such a manner, we live in hatred and fear, and we act accordingly. I don't know what planet you're on, Kay. I really don't. Forgive me. Maybe you're on a different planet than I am while you're inhabiting this fleshly body here on Earth, but this is the way it is. And it isn't going to get any better because you say there's hope, or people say there's hope for the world. And I know you think I sound negative. I'm just being real. If you and I can't sit down and be real and talk, if you can't just listen to what I'm saying here for the sake of understanding, for the sake of maybe a bigger acumen that you're used to having inside of you, then there's no use in talking to you. You're just one of them. And that's the way the government and those who run this world want you to think. Everything is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. There's an old story that George Gurdjieff used to tell about the magic man that came and told the cattle in his field not to worry about anything, that he would take care of them. And he told them, each one of them, what they were. Some were great lions and tigers and bears, and they were dominant. And he would tell them how they roamed the earth, even though they were just cows. He had them believing that they were other things other than cows, and then giving them this false sense of security and identity, he, one by one, slaughtered each and every one of them so he could make money. And that's exactly what's going on in religion, what's going on in government, and what goes on in people. You are being told you're wonderful, that you're infinite, that you have all these great powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. But truthfully, you're not. You're probably pretty pedestrian in your thinking, in the way you live. You don't want to see it. You don't want to admit it. And you don't want anybody else to see it. So you put on airs of being important and confident and all that other stuff. But truth of the matter is, you're not. I'm not. And you have to look at the bigger picture to see what it is that you are. What is it about you that makes your life possible? Okay, I'm not being negative. I'm just trying to help you understand what you're up against inside yourself. What does your life look like in the face of you? Having the face of you. If you look at that, it will help you deeply. Forgive me, Kay. And thank you for being a sponsor. Still, please forgive me. Namaste. I like it. I like it a lot. I can't break the myths that people live by inside. It's just not in my curriculum. It's not in my thing. And, you know, people come and they'll listen to a radio program or watch a TV program, and they think this is going to appeal to their logic, and they know all of this, but they really don't. You don't know how bad things really are in this world until you work with people like I have for 45 years. And then you start to realize the convolution in human beings and their difficulties. The last question comes from Lynn in Los Angeles, and she just says, I listen to your radio programs. Are you just a negative person or what, Lynn? Lynn, I'm not negative. Really, I'm not. In my own life, actually, I like people and I'd like to believe in the better things that people can do. I would. And when I see a human being doing something really luscious, really wonderful, really selfless, I get excited. I do. I get very excited and I get idealistic and I think there's someone who's really trying to do something immensely important and immaculate, the immaculate goodness of, and then you find out that that doesn't last long. That wasn't their intent. It was an accident or whatever. And they were doing it to either get something they want. You find out their motives are far from good. So am I negative? I have this thing that allows me to see through people's words and thoughts and beliefs and attitudes, and I just have it. And I'm sure you do too, because most people do. And if you're not careful, this thing can eat you alive, what we're talking about here, this negativity that we have inside of us. It's just that I am showing you what is happening to human beings and what is happening to you through the collective unconscious. If you call that negative, then yes, I'm a very negative person. You need to know that. But I am not doing it to be negative. Why would I do that? What would that get me? It certainly doesn't get sponsors. It certainly doesn't get people to like me. You know, why would I do that? It would be far easier for me to schmooze you. And that's what you want me to do, schmooze you. What will he say to me to tell me I'm wonderful? And then maybe I'll give him a few bucks, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not going to do that. That's not my purpose, my plan, or my way. I am simply here to offer you the alternative to your conventional thinking and beliefs. So if that sounds negative to you, then so be it. But basically, am I a negative person? No, I'm not suspicious about people in any way, shape, or form. I really don't have an opinion about most of the people that I know and meet. There are people I respect greatly and love deeply, but I really, when I'm working with people, I have no opinion. It just is the way it is. It is my job to find out where the leak is, where the pain, the sorrow is leaking in, and to help them understand how to relieve that or to transform it. I'm out of here. Thank you for your beautiful question, Lynn. Please forgive me, huh? I hope this helped. I really do. I hope it didn't sound defensive to you, but if it did, there's nothing I can say except please forgive me. Namaste.